And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Lynn Lejeune. She's the president and CEO of the St. Landry Parish Chamber of Commerce, St. Landry Parish Chamber of Commerce. And Candy Palumbo is with the Washington Technical and Career Center. She oversees the Pro Start program. She's the facilitator for that program. And they're here to talk about the 16th annual Soiree Royale culinary competition that will take place this coming Monday, September 8th, at the Evangeline Downs event center. It's been going on for 16 years, so obviously it's attracting people there. And I know our own Cheryl Castile just waxes on very eloquently about it and all of the wonderful dishes. So we're glad to have you here to talk about the dishes, but also to talk about the focus of the soiree, which is to get scholarships for students who are in culinary and hospitality areas. So I think, Lynn, we'll start off with you as president of the St. Landry Parish Chamber of Commerce. And tell us, I guess, describe this event. What do you find so wonderful about this event?
Well, the participation all across the board. And first, I want to thank you for allowing us to come on today. We appreciate the time. It's a wonderful extravaganza of the culinary arts. And culinary, as you well know, is truly an art. And we have the chefs, the judges as well, and then the participants, and then the Chamber of Commerce Board, you know, that have worked so hard to get this done with Cheryl Castile as our leader. She's done a fantastic job. And it's a wonderful opportunity for networking. It's a wonderful opportunity to see all the great things that we have out there in our parish and beyond.
So it's really a collaborative community effort from all of these different groups that you've described. And one, of course, that comes together around something that we all love, the culinary arts in South Louisiana in particular. All you have to do is mention food or culinary, and people are there.
Absolutely. And it's exciting to see all this come together and to know that this parish, St. Landry Parish, and beyond, our surrounding parishes, reach out, you know, beyond our immediate communities and really enhance what we are all about, and that's hospitality, the arts, and food.
Right, and not just in itself, but you're hoping that those arts get passed on to students, and that's one of the reasons you're offering these scholarships, so that these traditions do continue and that they continue to thrive in our community.
Absolutely.
So you all have involved the Washington Technical and Career Center, and Candy is the facilitator of the Pro Start program there. Candy, what is the Pro Start program?
Well, Pro Start is a restaurant management course that was founded by the National Restaurant Association. And basically, it is a program for high school juniors and seniors. They work in the industry. They earn 400 hours of work-based experience. Then they pass the Pro Start 1 and 2 final exams. And then they have an industry-based certification that will allow them to be competitive in the workforce when they leave from our program.
So this is a really carefully planned out program. These kids don't just kind of come in and take cooking classes. You really have them very directed in learning about the fields that they think they're interested in and really giving them a structure to follow.
Right. The whole goal is to get them to learn about industry standards. The Louisiana Restaurant Association is governed by the National Restaurant Association, so they come in and they help us out with creating connections with industry partners. And basically, we teach them how to network. We teach them about culinary. We teach them about safety and sanitation. We show them how they can be of value in our communities.
And how do you find out about these kids? How do the kids find out about you? Is it just children, kids in school who have an interest in cooking, or how does that work?
It's a part of the high school curriculum, and every school on the public school system level should have availability to it. They go in and they work with their counselors, and they look at their areas of concentration, and they decide if that's something that may be of value to them. However, at our school, we also allow them opportunities to come in and tour the facility, see if it's something that they may be interested in, and then they put it on their schedule, and we work with them for 2 years. Some people think that it is not for students who are geared for college. However, it's my experience that when we bring these kids in, They come in, we show them how to network, we give them a small taste of success, and I'll just give you a great example. Last year I had 15 children, well, young adults, who finished the program, and out of those 15, 10 of them are currently enrolled in post-secondary education, whether it's in a community college or a larger university or a culinary institute, they're all currently enrolled. And I think that speaks for itself because typically these are kids who may not have had the opportunity to go to college, or they just may not have chosen that as their path because they felt insecure. But when they get in there and they start working in the industry and they start working with professional chefs and the Chamber of Commerce and the Office of Tourism, you know, just all of these different entities, it really gives them that feeling of achievement. So I think we're doing a great thing for these students, and this is a phenomenal opportunity for them to get in there and really see what a professional chef does. So, you know, we're excited about this.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also mentioned that some of them work with the Chamber of Commerce, and they don't all work in a restaurant, the kids you're talking about. So give us an idea. We do talk about the culinary and hospitality arts, but give us a sense of the wide range of opportunities you're talking about that these kids could go on and work in. What sorts of industry? You mentioned industry. Most people think just restaurant, but tell us the range of where these children could work.
Well, one of my first goals is to have students come in and not feel as though they have to get a job which competes with their primary purpose, which is education. So I try to bring different entities into my classroom. So, for instance, we catered the Mayor's Gala last year. We had service with the Women of Heart United Way Luncheon. We had various different activities in the community where they go out maybe for the Herb Festival or for activities at the Delta Grand Theater. So we basically work on our nights and our weekends and our holidays. And I think it's very interesting that they could be spending their time with their friends and their family, and yet they choose to come in and spend time with us and showcase their work in our communities. And I think that's, you know, a sense of pride that they only get from feeling that success.
Well, and that's a very interesting range of activities that you're talking about that they can become involved with and see the possibilities for what they could do later in life. And I guess that's the next part of my question. You know, when they're, you mentioned that many of them do go on to post-secondary school education, but when they're thinking about that greater world of the culinary and hospitality arts, what kinds of job opportunities are there? I think many of our listeners don't fully know the, you know, the complexity of that world and think that maybe chefs are the only thing we're talking about.
Right. I think it's interesting as well, because typically when I speak about my program, people say, oh, so you cook, mm-hmm. as if that's the only thing that we do. But I often tell our students that just because a person can cook, it doesn't mean that they can own and operate and effectively run a business. So with that being said, I try to encourage them to think outside of the box. We have racetracks, we have hotels, we have hospitals, nursing homes. We have the creative aspect of it. When we use products in our kitchens every day, we aren't thinking about the packaging of that. We aren't thinking about who created that label, the marketing of it, how is it getting out there. We aren't thinking about the transportation aspects and who is monitoring to make sure that when that product was in transport, that someone took the time to oversee that it was being held at the proper temperatures. So from the Department of Health and Hospitals to, let's say, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, all of these things play a major part in how our food is handled, and in turn, that affects all of us as consumers.
That gives us really a nicer sense of that full, complex, rich industry you're talking about. Because we do think about the celebrity chefs or the restaurants we hear about on the news. But as you say, food services is a much, much larger industry in Louisiana.
Yes, it's very complex, mm-hmm. and it definitely contributes to our overall economic development.
That's right. And you can't, even though we do see the celebrity restaurant, we don't see everything that backs it, all those things that you're talking about.
Exactly. It's not all glamorous.
That's right.
You know, somebody has to do the dirty work. But for some people, that's what they thrive on. Mm-hmm. They want to see if there's bacteria growing or bacteria not growing. So those are very important parts of our program, making sure that not only are we serving the public in a nice, generous fashion, but we're also serving them safely, which is where our ServSafe certification comes in. And that ServSafe certification definitely makes our students marketable. It gives them the step up over the person next to them who may not have been trained and have, you know, and they don't have that certification.
Something we need to all think about the next time we go to a restaurant, just everything that's behind that plate of food that we finally get there.
Definitely.
If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the 16th annual, or leading up to talking about the 16th annual Soiree Royale Culinary Competition. And my guests are Candy Palumbo with the Washington Technical and Career Center. She oversees the ProStart program, which we've been talking about. And they are involved in the Soiree Royale. Lynn Lejeune, president and CEO of the St. Landry Parish Chamber of Commerce, is with us talking about that event. Your students will be involved in the event, and they will also benefit from the event through scholarships that are raised through the Soiree Royale. So, Lynn, who comes in to participate in this, what people will experience on Monday evening? Who comes in to participate to make the evening possible?
Excuse me. I think our board of directors are at the forefront. But then we do have a lot of volunteers that have come forth, and they enjoy it for what it is, and that is an evening of networking and the opportunity to really see the young people, the students that she will be bringing out, and the whole art of the food and the chefs. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to see beyond going into a restaurant, sitting down and having a good meal.
Mm-hmm. Because that competition element is there, and the chefs will be there preparing their best dishes. Are there different categories?
There are different categories, and it's not only the prep of the food, but it's the display of it. It is the networking. It's the opportunity to talk to these people. And the whole picture is just so exciting whenever we look at the whole picture.
And what are some of those, I guess, the culinary categories? Is there like dessert? Is there, what will they be competing in as far as food?
We have the soups and desserts, the entrees. It's a wide range, and they are all excited. They usually have everything picked out that they want to prepare. And a lot of them have their specialties, like the desserts or like the entrees or the soups or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they've pretty much made up their mind before they start filling out that application, exactly what they want to.
And I'm sure you've attended for several years, the Soiree Royale. Are there some dishes you can remember that really stand out in your mind that you just loved seeing, tasting?
I can always, excuse me, think of the cream cheese pie.
That came quickly.
Yes. The stuffed chicken breast. And there were just so many of them, you know, that I did not taste anything that did not taste good.
Well, that's a good recommendation, commendation.
It was all wonderful. Mm-hmm. It really was.
Now, Candy, how will your students be interfacing with the chefs who are competing and the volunteers who are, I guess they're going to be volunteering for the event?
Yes, they are volunteering. In fact, we were talking about it this morning, and they are so excited. They're just overjoyed and happy that they have this opportunity to experience something new. We will help in whichever capacity we are needed, whether it's serving or, you know, just interacting with the public or interacting with the chef. Whatever we need, whatever they need, we'll be there to do it. The one thing that she mentioned that they're super excited about is networking with these individuals, because sometimes when you don't know what opportunities are available to you and then you put yourself out there, you have a moment just to have a big, broad view of what is available. And these students are all, sometimes they're a little shy. And when you put them out there, they learn who they are as individuals. And most of the time we've experienced, you know, when I call out on some of these chefs, they are more than willing to just offer advice, give us techniques, you know, just tips on how we can improve overall. So when we're out there and our students will get to see what these chefs are doing, how they're plating these dishes, how their food is starting to look like art and not necessarily like food, I mean, that's really an accomplishment. So what they're doing is they're getting to view in reality what we can only offer to them in a book setting. So having that firsthand knowledge of what it's supposed to look like or how it can be different is really going to be you know, valuable to them. But in the future, when they see these chefs again, and maybe they go out and they want a job in that industry, they've already made that connection. So really, whatever they want us to do is what we'll be there to do for them.
Mm-hmm. And of course, being inspired by what they're seeing, the networking they're doing, does inspire so many of them to go on and perhaps pursue the secondary, post-secondary school education that you're talking about. And that's, I assume, where those scholarships will come in very handy. So who will the scholarships be given to? Are they very specialized areas that you're hoping the kids will pursue?
Yes. Excuse me. So sorry. There is a committee that selects those individuals, and it's based on, of course, GPA and their interest in how they have participated in the communities. So there's a there's several criteria that this committee looks at.
And is this to pay for a four-year college? Does it matter what
no.
they go on to pursue?
No, it does not matter.
Okay. But it should be in the field of hospitality or
culinary
arts.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as president of the Chamber of Commerce in St. Landry Parish, personally, what value do you see in all of this? I mean, what do you hope for? What is your vision for this helping the parish and
well,
other parishes?
I look at it beyond, you know, the education part of it, the networking. A lot of these students, just as she had mentioned, that have never been exposed to this type of environment. And it certainly gives them the opportunity to talk and to network and to meet the people that perhaps they want to follow in their footsteps. But also it brings it back home that they can provide a quality of life within their home that will improve, you know, their home life and everything. And I think it's all about the quality of life.
And you're very aware of that. I mean, you, of course, right now are the president and CEO of the St. Landry Parish Chamber of Commerce, but you were mayor of Eunice.
I was,
and so
yes.
Community is really important to you. You understand that quality of life that can happen when people have a direction or a sense of self-sufficiency, that they feel proud of what they can do. And so no matter what happens to these kids or what they ultimately choose to pursue, that has been a very valuable experience for them.
Education is something that can never be taken away from you, of course, and mm-hmm. it can need, they may be in the culinary class this year, but as they graduate and go on into their real life, I guess you'd want to say, they can take this education with them, and it certainly will enhance where they're going in the future.
Right. Just that confidence that they gain by interacting with these chefs and other professionals in that field. So the soiree is taking place this Monday, and of course, so many people can choose to participate in it. It's not just for the students, so or the chefs. It is open to everyone who would like to attend. So tell us what's going to happen. Describe the evening for us.
We began the evening at 5:30. We have a tasting, coffee, wine, and beer tasting at 5:30. And then at 6 o'clock, the culinary tasting will begin. And that will lead up to the judges making their decision and then probably going to announce the winner right around 7:30. And then as long as the food lasts, we'll
people
have an audience.
Stay. So you described a few dishes that you enjoyed. Candy, have you been to the soiree in years past?
Unfortunately, I have not. So I'm really looking forward to it. I've been to similar events, and I know that they are very exciting. I know that we've eaten very good food. And the minute I heard about the soiree and I was approached, I started thinking, oh, I hope so-and-so's there. I hope so-and-so's there because I know that that bread pudding is just awesome.
Y'all have both mentioned desserts, I can see.
Yes, I like sweets.
Now, the one thing I know Cheryl was really excited about were some of the things you briefly mentioned, that in addition to the main dishes and the desserts, there will be coffee tasting, some roasters will be there, people with specialized coffees, and also some breweries. Or it sounded like there would
That's
be
true.
Tasting.
Yeah, the tasting mm-hmm. of the coffee and of course, the beer and the wine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we have someone that has come in and matched the dishes with the proper wines to be drank with that meal. So the visitors, the guests, will be able to evaluate that. And it may not be of their tasting, you know, whatever's being recommended. And wine, as you well know, is an individual's taste or choice. But at least they will have that recommendation based on the food and the winery.
Exactly. And people do like direction for that. You know, we're not experts, and it certainly helps. We're still all students in the same way your students are. And I believe will there be some beer pairing as well? I know that's become quite popular.
There will be. Mm-hmm. There sure will be. And this is all Louisiana product. So we're very proud of that.
Yes, all of us should be. I'm sure people would like to see maybe a list of those chefs who would be there. Is there a website or a Facebook page or someplace they can go to see a full listing
there
of participants?
There is Facebook, and then they can call the chamber, of course, mm-hmm. and we can relay that to them. And then we will have a program book that evening that gives a bio on the chefs and the judges, and it gives the whole history of the event.
All right. We are talking about the 16th Annual Soiree Royale Culinary Competition. If you're just joining us, it will be this coming Monday, September 8th, at the Evangeline Downs Event Center. My guests are Lynn Lejeune, President and CEO of the St. Landry Parish Chamber of Commerce, and Candy Palumbo, who is the facilitator of the Pro Start program at the Washington Technical and Career Center. Her students will be involved with the evening, and they will be the recipients at some point. They can apply for scholarships that will come out of the proceeds of the evening. So, and how long have you worked with these students, Candy?
I've been doing it since 2006, so we've been doing it quite a while. I will say, though, that the program is definitely stepping up to the plate, and we are now getting recognition that I very much so appreciate. We're growing it, and each opportunity that comes along, we're getting stronger and stronger.
And I'm sure you must be very proud of the diverse areas that your students are going into. You mentioned that earlier. And again, our minds, you know, people who are on the other side of that business think only restaurants. But as you said, so many of them are making their way in so many other areas.
One of the things that I think is really important for people to know is that although we are a culinary course, the skills that they get in terms of management can take them into any business that needs a good, strong manager. They're learning how to be a team player, how to be a team leader. They're learning how to manage their resources, their time, their money, their people. They're learning how to keep that profit in the business versus watching it walk out the door. They're learning how to, you know, work in a safe manner. They have that hands-on experience that, you know, sets us apart from maybe a basic core area. We're taking all of those skills that they're learning in math, science, social studies, and English, and we're bringing them all into the classroom where they can actually apply them. So I think that is a really unique part of what we do. And when they can take that back into a business, then that makes them that much more productive.
Right. And it really all is the hospitality arts. You know,
yes.
We often think about tourism is so important in Louisiana and South Louisiana in particular, that really every business is in the business of hospitality.
And overcoming. People. Yes. Mm-hmm. And overcoming business challenges. I mean, as businesses, we all face challenges. We want to know that we have individuals in there that can problem solve and just be proactive in terms of saving our business.
And how many of these students will be participating on Monday?
Right now, we aren't sure because our numbers are still changing. It's just the beginning of the school year. But every day when a new student walks in, I hear the conversations and they're saying, "So are you coming?" And that student says, "What are you talking about?" "Well, the soiree, don't you know?"
Don't you know the soiree?
Don't you know?
Well, I'm sure whoever ends up going, as you mentioned, all of these wonderful things will be available for them to experience in the evening and for all of us as well. And our participation will certainly help in the form of scholarships for these students when they pursue higher education, no matter what that is. People can find out more at your Facebook page or the Chamber of Commerce about the 16th Annual Soiree Royale Culinary Competition, or they could just show up at Evangeline Downs on Monday. What time do the doors open?
Excuse me, the doors will open at 4 o'clock. And, of course, we welcome everyone to come out. Hopefully they'll get their tickets in advance. We have had a tremendous response with selling tickets. So we know that we're going to be close to sellout, but we all will be ready to serve anyone that comes to the door.
All right. That's Monday, September 8th, Evangeline Downs Event Center. For more information, Facebook or the St. Landry Parish Chamber of Commerce. Well, thank you both for coming. Candy Palumbo, I hope you enjoy it Monday night, your first night there. And we'd love to have your students come back sometime and talk about their experiences and their vision and goals. And also, Lynn Lejeune, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.